This is CliffCentral.com. The story of a reggae shark. There are hundreds of sharks living under the sea. A great white hammer age and white tip reefs. But the one shark discovery always leave out is the dreadlock rasta fish I'm talking about.
Reggae shark.
Don't tempt me. I go to so many festivals.
You went to the Reggae Shark Festival?
I don't know. What? You know what? The first reggae festival I went to, it was Burning Spears, and I was working.
Burning Spear, the band?
Yeah, the band, yes, in Durban. And I was working. I used to do lighting and sound. Jesus Christ. I've never smoked, but I went out of that festival. I was high. Everyone else was the cloud.
That's where you keep. That's where the cloud comes from.
Oh yep. Gosh!
I keep all my reggae in the cloud.
I'm sorry, I can't. That
joke for when days. Does the podcast yeah. start, Brandon?
Dave, that would be just now.
There we go. Welcome to the Just Now Comedy Podcast. It's Friday, 9 a.m. If you're listening to this later, then it's later.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't really know. Just now I can't be.
In the future.
Exactly. It's just now.
Yeah.
So the reason why it's called Just Now is because it's now. We're doing this.
Okay.
And it's the original South African comedy podcast. I know there are others.
Oh, yeah.
I won't say who. It will remain semi-RF. Other people have tried to do this podcast, get on our bandwagon, but we have the best guests, we have the best comedy, we have the best ideas. We've got Palesa. She's sticking around because Celeste can blow her microphone. And I don't mean it.
Dave, come on now.
Celeste is here with us. Robin Dunlop's with us as well. I think
hey.
I mentioned come in because our comedians say they're coming in and they don't. And I said, you just come in and you're here.
Yes.
Thank
I'm
you.
Here.
Can you come again next week again?
Yes, I can.
Okay, good. Thank
How
you.
Many
Welcome
times
back.
You
Where
want
have you been? I'm happy with one.
Oh, wow. Oh well.
You are welcome.
I'm happy with one.
They were going there already. That's a new record. That's
9:06:13. Let's write that down. Robin, I'm happy with one.
Okay.
And I don't have to be there even.
When what?
Okay. Well then
one
that's good. That actually is better.
You can come on your own.
Yeah.
And then also, Celeste and Tuli, a recent Comics Choice nominee.
Proper.
Three times nominated.
Times. Like, you know you're successful when people think you slept with someone to get it. They're like, really now, Celeste? Why the coloration of... No, I'm joking.
I've slipped my way
really,
to the top.
I was really excited.
Have you had sex with someone to get a job? Brandon?
Oh. Never to get a job.
To get a
what
job.
What kind of job?
Well,
sorry, I'm
you've
not
never,
here
What
to
about
know.
If you interview
no
someone?
No jobs.
That's a good thing. No jobs.
No jobs.
Who even unemployed people?
We don't get paid for this shit.
Jobs.
There we go. This is calm this shit down. So listen, I want to warn you, we had a musician lady on the show once. She took over completely. She got the show.
Oh.
I'm expecting you to do the same.
No.
So this is my laziest show. I'll ask you one question.
And then I'll go.
At 9:56, we walk out of here.
And I must provide gags every minute.
No, we get serious. When we were with Joey's team, we're talking about therapy and we're talking about Jehovah. The other guy who's in charge
know.
Of Muslims.
We've done a couple of religions. We did the
Robin.
The Jehovah. What religion is Jehovah? What?
Muhammad.
Muhammad.
We spoke about Muhammad. We
spoke about Jesus once.
We got heavy.
What's the tennis racket with a shoe?
Tennis racket with a shoe on. We spoke about the Jews.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Robin, are you Jewish?
No. I'm...
What
Christian-ish?
Big time.
Christian-ish.
That should be a religion, though. Christian.
Ooh, now you got the Zulu angered.
No, you know what?
Did you do ZCC sound and lighting?
Yeah, the ZCC.
The one with the badge. And the beret.
That's how they sing.
You learn something new every day.
And then they go...
The original beatboxes.
Not the one with the badges.
Yes.
Those are the proper ones. The high jump there is another.
The
ZCC ones, there's the ones that jump here. See, there's a difference. In case of, and there's one with the... Because, see, I'm not a Christian.
Okay.
My dad was like...
It's hard to be a Christian as a comedian because you got to be open. And unfortunately, if you're stuck with one thing...
Yeah.
Well, man, no offense to Mark Palmer. He does Christian comedy. So does Napster.
Oh, okay.
So does Mashabela.
Well, if you do, you do. But for
it's
me,
essentially,
it was...
it's just clean comedy.
Of
that
course.
Doesn't sound fun.
I love Robin.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. It's
have
so
you
clean.
Have you done Comics Choice? Have you entered as a comedian?
I haven't because
I have not.
I only just started this year, and then
can
I was
you
like,
go in the new
I'm really good. You know, there's nothing exciting than knowing.
Hold hands.
Yes.
Yeah. And also, you know what?
This is not like I'm giving a feminist thing.
What's nothing more exciting?
It's exciting to see another girl coming in because I know you go rock.
Okay. I'm so excited.
I'm excited.
Brandon, I'll tell you how
we're
I
only
met
having
Celeste.
Girl Can people
I tell
on
you
our
how
show.
I met yes. Celeste.
How did you meet Celeste?
I walked in the door and she just looked and went, no. Listen, she wasn't talking to me, but
I was just talking to someone else.
But like,
the minute she walked in and I was talking to someone else about tea, and then she walks in, I say no. And she was like, oh my God, really?
Is this the first time you've met?
Yeah, and my first reaction was, oh my God, Celeste Tuni. And she's like, no.
Now that I know he's doing comedy, yes. The answer is changed.
Celeste, how long have you been doing this?
It's 2005.
Do you remember the first time we met?
Yeah, and
somewhere in Bedford View.
It was. I've done the most weirdest club gigs with
me.
Yeah,
you're not the only person
who said
that.
Some
of my gigs are just at my house in my lounge. Robin was like, "When do I get paid?" I'm like, "Yeah, do your 5 minutes."
You know,
let's not spread that rumor. I was never at your house.
There's a guy somewhere in Mamelodi.
Yeah, I hired a place.
Who used to hold the club gig?
Mamelodi.
Yeah.
Say the name.
I don't know the guy, but I know the comedians that went there. They're just starting.
Okay.
And this guy staying with his granny, and then organizes a club gig.
<It's> the house.
Yes. So sometimes he leaves and he goes, "I'm going to do dishes, guys. I'm coming."
But you know that passion. The guy says, "I want to do a comedy show. I don't have a venue. Gran, please get the curtains. Get the shower curtain.
Yeah.
We are doing a show, and we're gonna do
what,
it. And
in
a
the
spotlight.
Shower?
Nope. There is that episode of one of those
optional,
where the Louis C.K. and those older comics were going, "I need to attack." That was what's his name? "I need to find out what the young people are doing." And they said, "No, we don't do comedy gigs anymore. It's called a space."
Oh,
so he goes, "Okay, well, book me on that." So he gets there, and there's a microphone and a shower curtain.
Oh,
and
wow.
Then the shower curtain opens and there's three bloggers sitting in the bath. And they go like, "Okay, go." And he's like, "Well, what must I do my set?" They go, "Yeah, do your set. We'll blog about it." He's like,
"What?
Is this a gig?" "No, it's a space and please have respect for it." You know?
You like, see,
okay.
Guys,
so he does his gig for these three people in the bath.
Were there at least like salt crystals or something?
No, they were
burning,
sitting there in the bath with them. So he's like, that's what it's become. Almost like the bloggers have so much power over there. They don't have it yet, but it sounds like Katie Boney Malazzi kind of gig, but it's not. Hey?
Nah, I still don't get the influencer type of situation.
Oh, yes, you were talking about that on the on your radio tour.
I don't understand this thing.
The influencer,
really,
you're an influencer.
But I'm okay.
I heard influenza. I'm like,
the virus. The same thing, girl. I was like, okay, because you see these people, they're not designers, they're not everything, but they're going around the world taking photos, looking like semi-Kim Kardashian, semi-Paddy Hilton, and then they be like, you're an influencer.
Hold on,
we
get back to that, Robin. Is it really? That's in the news. You've got some news about Instagrammers, haven't you?
Why are you pointing at me?
I don't know. So hang on, these influencers, they've got no skill.
No skill, nothing.
Quickly,
she's not a real modeler. She's not a real whatever. She's just
Hot
in between. Tom. Yeah, and then everything is someone. Some people get credits.
But you
know, can see this on the picture. It's like a whole paragraph of people. Thank you, Dave Livingston, for the pantyhose. They thank everyone. So I always ask, like, what
no,
did
no
you
No one's
do?
Ever thanked me for that. Thank you.
Oh, really?
Because I send a lot of them out. They may be soiled. Okay, how do you do this? Because two of these computers aren't working.
Gosh. I don't know why I'm not surprised.
Well, anyway, WhatsApp.
Wow.
Michelle is sending a picture of her with her penguins and the fish.
Hey.
Sack.
I've never seen Eric Yassin with a hangover. Okay, we've got to put you on.
We're not switching you on because it's quarter past nine again.
This
is your future
time.
Bright or are you turned into Matabile's stepson?
No.
Did you see Matabile's
stepson? I forgot I was wearing sunglasses.
Morning.
Hi. Morning. No.
Yeah. Okay, so the just now comedy podcast starts just now for Eric.
Yeah.
Literally
just
now. Yeah. Please introduce yourself to the people.
Morning, Robin. Morning, Celeste. Morning. How's it going, guys?
Morning.
Brandon.
Eric.
Sup, homie?
Yeah.
Uncle Dave.
Have you got news for us?
What's happening? News, yes.
Not now, not
three stories.
Okay, cool. Keep that in
under your head. Already?
We're talking about...
That's why I'm late. I'm from Rehoboth.
He was out there
all the way in Pogsburg.
Corresponding.
What's your place called? Janssen Park?
No, Janssen Park is where the East Rand Mall is. But rightfully, when we are doing land things, I've got dibs. Well, my family's got dibs on Janssen Park.
When are we doing the, Celeste, when are we doing the Night of the Long Knives? Has it been cancelled? Who organises that? Mashabela?
I don't know. Oh gosh, I'm...
this is a very awkward question. I know what this is about.
No, apparently it was during apartheid. There was a night when all the black people were going to get a knife, bread knife, butter knife, fish, those fish, the weird fish knife thing.
I've never
and you had to go and kill the white
only
person
white people
take
use
there.
Those things.
No, you know, I know. Like, we've gone through so many conspiracy theories of politics when we were growing up. There used to be this.
You guys.
Oh, yeah, as black people.
So what? Your fake news was different to ours.
Yeah, it was really different. Coming from the grandfathers and old people, they'd be like, "You guys don't jog. You don't even do anything. You see, white people are exercising every day. One day they will plan a war. You won't be fit to fight."
That's why they run.
So, so every time you guys run at the sun, I'm like, oh fuck.
The war's coming.
I wonder what they're planning.
I didn't know that. I thought people were waving at me. Hi, black people.
No, we were like, please not today. We are not ready.
Whatever these people are planning, it involves stamina. I am fucked if it happens.
And then we started questioning food because, like, when we were growing up as black people, we were strong and big. We started to becoming frail and frail the more we eat pasta. What happened?
We're weakening.
Yeah, and then when you cook pasta for the second time in your house, your granny will be like, mm-mm.
What is this?
You're poisoning me with this white people's thing. Where's my pasta? Because I used to be fit. After spaghetti, I'm starting to eat sick every day.
Celeste eats spaghetti.
It's the germ wheat. It has extra gluten.
Sure.
Yeah.
Extra gluten.
Yeah.
We tell me something.
Some purpose.
What is gluten? You guys come with
I was going to ask the same question and be like, yo, I've been alive for 20,
I know,
for a good portion of 22 years and gluten is brand new. It's
and
like
you
2 years
must.
I know, time. Right? Everyone's been eating bread and pasta for millions of years, and all of a sudden.
No, bread was new.
Not millions.
I had
cavemen
pizza
never
in New York. I had leftover pizza. I gave it to a homeless guy in New York, and he was like, sorry, I'm gluten free.
Did you roast him? Did you say you're also house free?
And Nyaope boy literally went,
except
gluten.
Wow. We are still stuck on organic.
No, hang on.
We don't know which one is.
Your other radio stations, did they talk about this stuff? Because we went deep now.
What?
On the other radio stations, where were you on? You were on Metro Extra. Metro Extra. What's it called?
Massive Metro. Massive Metro.
I don't care. What is Massive Metro? Is it like a...
did you ever care? This guy is so crazy.
He never cares.
Hey, that's us.
Listening, he was
There's a TV in the studio where it shows the show that's on, and it's nice for me to look up there and go, okay, that really is.
Oh, right.
That's us.
Just now, comedy podcast. This is lovely.
Oh, it's gone dark.
Hey.
That's all right. That's fine.
That's com issues.
All right, now we're carrying on.
Yeah,
we are
com issues.
What happens is we are still being recorded, but no one can hear us now, so let's just chill.
Oh, okay.
No, don't do dumb shit.
What?
Do dumb shit. Just dance on your tombstone.
Eric's like, this is all I have.
Dances every time he leaves the house. Eric?
Yes.
Don't do dumb shit.
Yeah, no, that's my father's advice.
Thanks, Dad. Okay, we'll do your news up. Jason, you were on, you're doing this tour now.
Mm-hmm.
What's Black Tax?
Black Tax, yes. Because we pay it, eh?
Yeah.
Not if you're my way subscriber.
Hey, wait.
Celeste, you lost Celeste.
Celeste is gone. She has got that phone call from my way.
Oh, no, to just say sorry. Celeste, sorry, man.
No, I love it.
Maybe you're part of the 10% of the claims that they do. Because they're still,
you know what's the story with, what's a thing with that? Most people, like myself, I read that thing late. That's fake, how fake.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, the fake news.
Because everyone else, literally, most black people just believed it.
Yeah.
Oh gosh.
And the phone and the iPhone.
There we go again.
iPhone Hoompa pops immediately.
Yeah. That was my favorite.
And that's
like,
a thing.
The face of there was some poor pops. I'm like, and then.
That doesn't.
No,
marketing.
I think we're standing on edges of like everyone else is awesome. Oh, don't you start with me, because it's everyone is feeling very sensitive.
How come race seems to be the one that we edgy on? There's so much stuff that you could actually get a nation on, or
so there's so much other
people.
Material that we can use.
No, but we're waiting for waiting for Steve Hoffman to say something. His one thing.
You know, you are guaranteed something.
Why is racism so bad? That was his question. What is wrong with you? Why is it so bad to be a racist? And you're like, well, let's start.
Yeah, at the beginning.
At the beginning.
Let's go back a couple thousand years.
We were all having fun until people arrived.
Naked, doing our thing, and the next thing, now we can't be naked. All white people are taking the internet. Kim Kardashian is trashing everything, and we are here, still naked and not paid.
And Kanye's taking our jobs. Okay.
No joke, the day after the election.
Oh, you were there.
Yeah, the day
were
after the
election.
Were
you there
when
Trump was elected?
Yes.
Were you there?
What was it like?
What happened?
Did you wear the red cap?
No. What red cap?
EFF, you don't know.
No. That's like, there's also an EFF red cap. There was a red cap with Make America Great.
Oh, that.
Did you get one for us?
No, I didn't.
What gifts did you bring us, Robin?
I didn't bring any gifts. I was yourself.
Robin.
But literally the day after elections, they had a ship waiting. They were like,
with slaves on it.
Back to Africa.
Did you get on?
No, I didn't get on. I stayed there for a while.
No, I would have been like, sweet, free ride.
Where?
That's how they get.
But you don't understand
how
they got you.
So you're telling me, they're saying go back to Africa once Trump's president.
If Trump was elected, like, remember Samuel Jackson said that thing, Trump gets elected, he's going back to
Africa.
Funny
how none of them did.
No, none of them did.
Because Samuel Jackson came back to play golf.
Let me tell you something. Being an African is a job, okay? You're being a black African is a motherfucking... You don't want to start, okay? Even when you are dead, you work, you are an ancestor. You're like, there's no resting for us.
Even when you're dead, you become an ancestor. Yeah, you still go to work.
Yeah.
That's work, bruh. Yeah. My dad passed away in September.
Oh, and he's talked to
you. Yeah, now we must connect, you know. Yeah.
I'm scared that my ancestors...
I can lose the datas, but it's fine. I got to connect with
people. What do white people... Jeez, what do they charge you?
Sacrifices.
Do we have that? I'm talking to the albino. Do albinos have ancestors?
Oh, gosh.
Well, duh.
Because you guys are already ghostly.
No, but technically I'm black as well. Because like deep down, like I found out that my dad is actually half white, half black. The other day, I found out that my dad's mom was a white lady. I didn't know. I thought she was colored.
And you found this out now?
I only found this out now. Yeah,
like, I found out
my dad's mother's family.
So you're
entirely
claiming that quarter of
family
my
that
privilege
side.
Now.
It's okay. Black. I mean, white, and then my dad's dad is black. So it's like, oh shit, you are literally.
That's like one generation. That's not. That's not from millions of you. Like Robin's
parents.
Yeah,
you're so young.
Both white.
Yeah. So clearly. I've never asked this for a mixed race person. Which side do you take? Like, as in.
Wait, we got a song for that.
Like, say your dad is
who is prepared?
Depends where you
we
are.
Have a song
in terms of slaughtering. Yeah,
ask the question again.
No.
Okay, wait for the song.
The white side is suited or the black side is suited. You can change.
So,
you've got the best of both.
As
it's like the brain.
I thought he was going to play black or white by Michael Jackson.
I'm playing Michael Jackson anyway.
Which side?
I'm playing Michael Jackson.
It varies. Because like I said, on my dad's side, his mom was white, his dad was black. On my mother's side, my mother's mother's colored, and my mother's father was black as well.
Mm-hmm.
So depending on where we go.
Depending on who's got the money. Who's got the bonus?
We'll
going there for Christmas.
Woolworths,
it depends
you're white.
On the
Woolworths.
What do you mean?
If you go to Woolworths, then you're white.
No, but then I'm colored. And then if I go and visit the family, then I'm albino. I'm the outstanding.
But you've never... Has any of your family slaughtered a cow or Lobola?
I guess that's what I want to call.
My father's the front man for Lobolas and stuff. Like, whenever my cousins get married, my dad goes and he's like, look, this is how we have to do the thing. And he's a championship negotiator.
Why don't you learn from him? You could take over the family business. You know, you get a percentage of the money.
My father...
commission.
The thing is, I'm late. I'm very late. So
you lost her again.
Yeah, judging commission on Lobola. Yeah, I get
you
the leg.
You're not as an agent. You should
listen,
be.
What?
You know,
I'm an agent.
Actually,
did you just say an agent for Lobola?
You're not an agent. Why people officiate things? We're still busy calling them uncles. No. Yeah. They are. What, Dave?
Agent.
Agent.
We need to negotiate. I'm going to call my uncle. My agent. I need to phone
my
agent.
You got an uncle in the Lobola business.
And he is already called it a family business.
BFF.
That is
Hang on. Someone's comedian's got a joke about Lobola where you take the... Is it Simi? Who's got the joke about the Lobola app where you slaughter the half the sheep and you... It's an app.
No, it's not Lamola. It's just sacrificing
app.
What you call it.
Who's that? Who's gang is that?
That's Yasin Bans.
Yasin Bans got an app for the sacrifice.
For sheep. For sheep
sacrifice. For sheep sacrifices for Muslims.
Yeah.
Oh,
but
wow.
He makes it funnier than what I'm making.
Yeah, it's a funny game. He just made it sound shit. No, but to answer your question, it's mainly colored or black. Like the white side of the family. I think because they integrated into our way of living. It wasn't a thing for them to, you know,
so
hold on to.
They wear Nikes and tracksuits. And
what do you mean?
I
don't know what you're going on about. This is strange.
Well, Nikes and... Guys, I guess let me say this. The reason why we love expensive clothes, okay?
Uh-huh.
This is one thing.
Because you were naked for so long.
For so long. Oh, gosh.
We love
like
the designer.
Like, really, Dave.
Love the designer.
We kill their punchline.
Sorry,
man.
Sorry.
No, I like that. He's insane, this one.
No. Robin, you don't beat last night's heckle.
I mean, it's the whole thing of you want to hold on to something nice, man, for a change. You know, if you've been
shut,
and Nike
down
just
cut
gives
down,
you a break,
yeah, gives you that
another cushy, gives you a motherfucking
cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is the
no, but that's a good. We went heavily cultural here. This was good.
Yeah.
We should get points or at least some downloads for being cultural.
Did you read the WhatsApp number?
No. There's one from Michelle.
I think we screwed
one
up a
Michelle.
Couple of religions.
Yeah, the WhatsApp line. What's the number there, Eric?
079-748-2090. I didn't even have to look.
Yeah.
Up.
What?
Robin, hang on.
Do you know a girlfriend's number like that?
I don't have a girlfriend.
I've got his girlfriend's number.
Sorry.
Yeah, he's. I don't know what's happening here. This is awkward now.
Robin, when did you decide to go to Americania, and what were you doing there? Because you did some gigs.
I went to Au Pair.
What is that? That sounds French.
It's like, yeah, it means...
Look after people.
She was a equal, but it, yeah.
It means, is that what it means in French?
Yeah. Can I take this moment?
Go.
And were you a domestic worker?
I was a
Ah, the wheel has turned. Did you
thank
get,
you, South Africa.
Did you watch the
I was really voted.
Yeah.
I'm sitting with the white. Who was a domestic worker?
Did you get like a very thick slice of bread for lunch and watch The Bold all day?
That is...
No. Will it make you feel better if I say yes?
That's what my domestic worker does.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Where's the bread? I had a sandwich.
No, I can't eat their bread. The gluten.
Because you're so you went over there with an agency and you did it properly.
Yeah.
Did you, it's not for the money. It's more for like going
and
seeing.
What money? Don't be silly.
They do.
That's why there's
though.
No gifts because I ran out of money.
Okay. Well, next time.
Alcohol's
are you going back?
Stayed for how long?
I was there for 9 months, and then in January, you know, New Year's resolutions, I decided I'm going to give comedy a go, and I got on stages, and turns out people like the white girl from Africa.
Whoa!
They thought that was hilarious.
So you just did white girl Africa jokes?
No, I did some chump stuff as well.
Ooh. Tell me, how are you different from white girls from the other side?
From here?
Because now when they say white girl from Africa, it's as if
it's a new thing. She's like the Saki Bachman.
You thought it was there.
You know why I'm asking? Because sometimes when you go to, people will assume when I go to maybe Zimbabwe, I will connect with people. It's not really.
Yeah.
Well, I'm asking, do you connect with the American culture? Of, hey, girl, oh my God.
Oh no, I'm the worst. Like, I grew up in Bryson and I even hated those people. So,
okay. Oh no.
So, New York.
So, but I've seen,
like,
but you've done comedy here.
I'm just
going
to take you to Shisha.
Like, you were
going to
try it out there.
I tried once.
You tried it here? You did it at the box?
Shit, the full appropriation.
No, I tried once at Steamworks.
You're a domestic worker.
Hey, Eric.
Last year.
Robin's talking.
And then. Yeah.
Well, you tried it at Steamworks?
Yeah.
And not at the box?
No, I did the box and I got back.
Okay, then I got back. But then you had some confidence and a story to tell and some life experience. And you had a blog. Didn't you have a blog
and
as well?
Yeah, so I started a blog about
when?
Comedians about a year ago.
About comedians or about comedy?
About, well, comedy and comedians, like a critic kind of vibe. And I was talking about gigs and stuff that you can go to. And then I realized that I wanted
writing?
To get on stage. No, I'm actually a scientist.
Holy Joseph.
My background
Holy
is Joseph. Cancer research.
Yeah, I know about
and
Joseph.
And then I went to
this
be
is
a
so
domestic
much cool.
worker.
This is so much cooler than we thought. Like, we've Jeez. Never had a scientist on.
One sec. Before we carry on, Woody's asking that we read the WeChat messages, please. WeChat, not the WhatsApp.
I have no idea what WeChat is.
WeChat is that side. I think it's on the far side. Right.
Yeah, Woody. Dave,
you
thank
can come
you.
And read them. Because I don't know how to read WeChat because I'm
like
old.
You're just like my grandmother when it comes to computers.
WeChat.
Now WeChat.
It's like the new Mixit they try to launch to for some reason.
For
I
old people.
Yeah. No. Just to get people back
There's
to like
Woody.
The
There's Woody. Okay, go.
So, Woody, Says, good morning, guys. I worked till 12 this morning. Well, that would be midnight. Got home at 1, fell asleep at 2 and 3.5 hours of sleep. Okay, that's beautiful. And now I'm heading back to work. Feeling cranky. Maybe sex before work will make my day productive. Have an awesome day, Woody.
Are you asking or offering
Michael
Woody?
Flex killed Tupac.
I don't know what that's about.
Yeah, oh my god, you guys are
let's have a rule.
Craziest fans.
Let's have a rule. Okay. We're never reading Woody's fucking tweets again.
No, guys.
I mean, first of all, the name.
It sounds so lonely.
Woody.
The name, Woody.
Yeah.
No, but remember,
I feel
Woody,
like this is
Woody was our
6 minutes in, you know.
Woody's now.
Woody was our guy.
We lost him.
You remember Woody was our guy once upon a time? Like
from Amsterdam.
No, man. The guy from Amsterdam was Rob.
Where's our Amsterdam guy?
I don't know.
Is Woody from South Africa?
Yeah, Woody's from South Africa.
Cool.
Somewhere.
Well, he must come to the studio one day. And
Woody
he
is
have, he can be on
I'm
the sex
show. I'm not
going
to expose who he really is because he's one of my friends, actually. Not one of my friends, like friends, but like Facebook friends. He found me on Facebook. He added me. He's like, yo, man, I'm Woody. So I was like, oh, shit, this blazer.
Okay. Is his name
yeah, so he
really
literally
Woody?
Messaged me now. Like, no, he's got a real person name as well. He's a
colored. But you know,
well, why is he feeling cranky? It's fucking Friday.
He's a colored guy.
Whoa.
Do black people enjoy Fridays?
Wow.
So much.
Wow.
I mean, we're gonna get. Let me tell you why we even love it. We're gonna knock off early.
Yeah. Hey. Even if you, you know? Even if you don't have a job.
Yeah. Yeah. Even if you don't have a job, you find a job. You do a job to get it
for
you
Friday.
Know, for
yeah.
Yeah. Friday. Then
or
you
pay.
Go to KFC. Uh-huh. This works.
Excellent.
And then you go and we go drink.
Fantastic. That's kind of what I do as well.
Yeah.
Am I
open
black?
The streetwise?
No.
Nice.
How many times
you
eat streetwise?
You know how you can tell the difference? If you look in the box after streetwise, how much is left of a white person's there's still stuff
there?
Left on
no,
the bone.
No, you know how you see white people remove the skin, the skin intact.
You know how to eat. You guys are respecting the chicken.
No, don't respect it. Devour that thing. Okay.
That's
try
funny.
To make powder of bones.
Is it time for news yet? Can I do the news?
Okay, we're going to do this
before
first.
We do news, I want to get an update on the shower situation.
Oh, yeah, we got a shower, motherfucker.
Oh, wait, lost
it. What's your excuse for being late today?
First of all, just say congratulations to Celeste.
Button.
You are also a nominee, am I right?
Yes, I am.
Comic Choice nominee.
Hey!
Yeah, yeah.
We need a
comic choice.
Yeah.
That's the real comics. They chose you. They said, we like Eric.
In the morning.
Celeste.
I draw the line at alcoholism.
It's never too early for tequila.
It's never.
No, we have Breakfast Beer Club now. So, Celeste, what's your comics choice category?
Non-English. Flying solo.
You're non-English?
Yes.
I never noticed.
Yeah, of course.
What are you? What do you speak? What other languages do you speak?
Zulu and 40 Rand Afrikaans High School.
So you can't get a job at Jacaranda.
I look at the Rimuraka going, Goeiemorgen, in the morning, I'm like, really? Jesus.
She's on the ship.
Yes, and she lost her hair. I could have bought her the Black Like Me product. I'm joking. I
Liz,
love you too.
You know what? You own that. I think I'm not one of those guys who introduces a female comedian as a female comedian.
Yeah.
I hate it when a host does that.
Yeah.
You're a comedian.
Yeah.
You come on there and you own it. And let the audience suss out, oh, okay, half earth, that's a female comedian or it's a male. When some guy comes on stage and goes, hi, my name's Tabo, I'm black. I'm like, yeah, we figured out that you were black.
Yeah.
You walked on stage.
Yeah.
So I now go on stage. My name's David.
So
there's
three.
White.
Let's go back to
three nominations. We'll get news now.
For a dropout, this is quite an achievement.
Yes,
and the other, the last one is the Comedian of the Year.
Oh yes! Oh yes! Oh yes!
Salmon.
Oh wait, hang on. Yes. Comics Choice, you've entered it. It's have you entered before?
Yeah.
You've had nominations.
Yeah.
In newcomer, breakthrough.
I've been
intermediate.
Nominated.
What is intermediate?
I don't know.
Don't ask us.
The thing is, we just want
you
the
have
word.
Not come out yet, but you've come out. That's it.
Yeah.
You've come out, but you haven't come out yet.
Yeah.
There's still more.
You're getting it. Means you were nominated for newcomer
more.
And then you didn't
still
win.
Basically,
so we're giving you another shot.
Still more.
We want more.
Something left at the end of this.
Do open mic and then headline the open micers.
Yeah. Do 8 minutes.
Like someone says,
how's
your career
brain.
Going? So nice. I headlined the first half.
Wow.
It's a headline spot, homie. It's a headline spot.
Listen, the sweet spot is that just before the first break. Let's be honest. I mean, people, after that, if you drink
first, before
have
the
you been
first
on at
break?
11 or 12 o'clock at night at Napster's gigs or those gigs at the Ozone? 12 o'clock
I've,
you go
I've
on.
Been after 12. People
how's
were
that for
tired
you?
Tired. And people were tired. And it was a Kings and Queens.
Oh, no.
People were tired. Like, I was like,
did
oh
you go
my
on
God.
After Angel?
No. Oh, gosh.
All right,
Dave, please,
now,
come on.
Yeah, yes, we have music now.
Can we not be addicted, Robin, fellow female
are you,
comedians?
Oh, I see.
Only so many of us.
Only white Africans. Robin, I want you to start writing again.
Writing what?
Blogs and
no,
comedy.
I'm
no one's
my
doing
own
it.
Comedy, thank you.
No, but do that, but then also get into the other stuff. No one's doing it. No one's okay. Documenting South African comedy.
I was
comedy.
Being all innovative, and then I decided, but I want to get on stage and have the spotlight.
But are you digging that?
I dig it. I love
okay,
it.
Okay, when's your next gig?
Pass.
Let's get your gig. Where do you want a gig?
Everywhere,
okay,
anywhere,
let's get you,
all
we'll
the
get
time.
You on at the box, Goliath, Parker's.
Don't look at me.
He just rings the bell.
Yeah,
just rings
now
the bell.
Now you're making it seem like it's a...
No, it's not. It's not a woman thing. It, if that's what you think, it's
no,
not.
It's not a woman
pool.
Thing. I'm
Eric
saying,
got no
I'm
pool at
saying.
The club.
Hook a girl up. Please.
Come on.
No, okay, cool.
You know, went all the way to America to rip to be a white African. You know how difficult.
Yeah.
Couldn't be a white African here.
On that bombshell. It's now time for just now comedy news brought to you by Eric Janssen of the Janssen clan.
Yeah, blazing cool. So in the news this morning. Let's start with normal political news. So many people are running for president, and if one person gets it, we will have 6 vice presidents, according to what my father says. Because my father's very, very much clued up on the whole ministerial thing,
and he does the Lebola.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he does Lebola negotiations. He knows everything.
He's an agent.
Yeah, he's an agent. My dad is the fucking agent.
But you said he's a native.
Well, that too. Right. So Jacob Zuma is doing that vote of no confidence thing, but they still haven't done the thing. They were trying to get the secret ballots in place, but then people's
the
families got threatened,
August,
and other people, and other people got sworn at. But then on the 7th of August, they're finally going to decide whether or not the secret ballot is going to go ahead. And even if they don't go ahead with it, people are going to vote against him because they want him out.
Yeah.
But so many people are contesting for first place that it is fucking crazy. And
to get the presidency,
yeah, to get the presidency.
But also,
yeah,
he's got so many. You know, he's got so many. So much dirt on everyone because he was in charge of the secret council back in the ANC.
Yeah, yeah.
In continuous seizure day. So all he has to do is say someone, I'll try to do it. You have voted no.
I see.
Look at this WhatsApp.
how many MPs can you fire though? Weren't there like 12 that just left?
Nah,
like,
you reshuffled.
No,
but
guys,
like, did a shuffle.
Yeah. Even that's not allowed. It wasn't
there's
allowed.
Something that you don't understand with South African politics and South African.
They don't care.
There's politics and then there's this. You know, as Zulu people, we still believe
up and down.
Now, don't mess with the spiritual voodoo situation. Yeah. That's great.
Yeah.
Why is so powerful?
That's
sad. And
you know
it's
what,
so
scared
real.
People don't realize. Yeah. Someone says, "Yo, let's assassinate him or whatever." As an ancestor, he'll be even worse.
Oh, no. No.
That is horrid.
Someone sent us something. They're still sending WhatsApps from Gareth's show, but we're claiming them.
Okay.
That's nice.
Someone's
getting
nice about it. Wait, Woody, whoop. It's just
no,
now
Woody.
Comedy.
Yeah, he was
is the mermaid late because he's still washing with the bucket.
Washing out the scuttle.
Wait, yeah. Woody. Hi, Robin.
That's hi,
decent.
Woody.
Well, you see, that's where the.
And
I'm waving. You can't see.
Hey, Woody. I hope you
he's
don't have
he's got the podcast
bitters.
When you were sipping tea with Toomey on this very show. He's still
oh,
got the podcast. Amazing. I think it's called keeping it. It's in the server, isn't it? You don't keep the podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's not yours.
I keep my podcast in a small box under my bed.
Nice.
It's my team.
Okay, cool. Next, entertainment news.
Oh, there is actual news. Fuck,
Kevin,
sorry.
More.
Kevin Hart was allegedly caught cheating.
Oh, my
like
God.
Like, there was a scandal.
On an exam.
They took a picture of him sitting with a female colleague or something, and they said that he was cheating. And he just laughed it off.
But
it was like, guys,
easy.
No.
That's what I do with my stuff as well.
No.
I mean, I've got
allegedly.
No.
People
yeah,
say
because he has
unsolicited. No one cares about
guys.
Me. That's why I want you to start
son.
Writing again.
He has his third son on the way with his wife, and he was just like, no, like that's okay. Not my style.
He's also started his own name.
Not the style. No,
yeah,
he couldn't say that
stuff. He was going around to a lot of the little bar shows, like the newcomer comedians.
Did you meet him?
No, I didn't. I think I'm the only person that didn't meet any famous people in New York.
Not a single, not even
no,
on the bus, on the
even,
train.
Even Lethle, when she went in November, she met Chris Rock.
Really?
And I was in the bar next to Comedy Cellar when Kevin Hart walked in. And
you in the bar
but
next
I wasn't
door.
In the place.
That's okay, but he started his own network to take on Comedy Central. It's called, what's it called, Brandon? You got news.
Hart Productions.
What's Kevin Hart Productions?
Yeah,
it's called LOL.
Yeah, LOL.
So that's quite smart because he's taking on the big guys, taking on Comedy Central, saying not anyone can.
But he's also trying to grow the young ones.
Is that Kevin Hart?
His own TV station.
No wonder there there are situation of cheating
and taking
and
on
whatnot.
Netflix. As comedy special.
That's where we got it. When we are about to get money, you guys raise things up. Throw the bitches in
now
the air.
Now, Rich, now look, now you're gonna do these things to me.
Celeste, we currently got your microphone on the lowest you've ever had it.
Okay, no, cool.
Woody can hear you under his bed.
He's back at work. Woody can hear you. He messaged me. He messaged me to say he's back at work after he told me what he said on the WhatsApp.
Okay.
Third piece of news. Kevin Peterson, the ex-South African cricket player that went to play for England and then fucked up in the Ashes, is coming back and he wants to play for South Africa.
And we
say
no.
Do you think we like
Which
him
is weird
we
because
said
I feel
no.
like, I feel like what book? Kevin Peterson is doing is like, you remember that kid in your class that got moved to another class like in the first few days?
Because they were clever.
Yeah. They're like, I'm not coming back.
I won the lotto.
And then he left. And then in third term, he was back in your class trying to make friends with you guys. Like, yo, guys. You're like, no, for sec. Go speak to your
They
your
don't like
friends
you there, do they?
Your pastor. Yeah, so that happened. And then last item of news. Last
you got
night,
lots of news today.
Yeah.
For a guy that came late.
Michelle asked me to tell the story. So what happened was last night, we had a gig in Benoni.
Yes, you said it was great.
Forno. Oh, man, it was such an amazing
Besides
gig.
Besides that, you killed someone.
Audience, no, the audience was amazing. But what happened was, the first half ended, we had our break, everything was cool. Then the second half started. Right, so deep fry. Who brought me on? No, I brought myself on. Walk on stage.
Oh,
so I'm trying to move the mic stand.
No host for this one.
Yeah, I'm trying to move the mic stand out of the way. I was the host. Oh. So I'm trying to move the mic stand out of the way. And I don't know what happened, but I moved it like at a weird angle to my left hand. And I was busy speaking to the people in the audience that I spoke to in the first half. And as I turned to speak to the second guy that I was speaking to, I reach for the mic stand, but I smack it over and it lands on his face. Like,
spatial
and
perception.
I'm just like, yeah, good. That's the best way to start the second half. Fuck up the audience.
Did it hit him in the face?
Oh, it hit him in the face, yeah.
Wow. Benoni,
so I just started saying, like, dog, look, I'm sorry. Can I buy you a beer? He's like, no, I'm fine, man, I'm fine. Then I spoke to him for a little bit. I'm like, what do you do, man? He's like, no, I'm in sales. I'm like, okay, cool. Everyone in Benoni is in fucking sales. This is amazing. What do you sell? He's like, cell phone accessories. I'm like, yo, man, my screen broke. Do you want to organize me a screen protector?
And he said, my face
Everyone laughed, and then he's like, yeah, I'll take your number and fix your screen for you. So I'm like, holy shit. I can fuck people up and get my phone fixed.
See, you are like your dad. You're a natural born negotiator.
This is crazy. Yeah. But then I did have to buy him the beer because, you know, Benoni people
when
fuck
you
up
the
after.
Microphone.
Exactly.
Sorry, agent. It's a thing. Benoni people are known for two things, partying and fighting.
Thanks for the news. I appreciate the fact that you actually had news. And we didn't really delve into the political side of stuff.
Yeah, we don't have.
We didn't get deep into Kevin Peterson. How much you can't just come back and say, "Hey, South
yeah, we
I
had two Kevins in the story."
Can I tell you what the problem is? South Africa will get him taken back. We kind of need him.
The thing is, he's going to be 40. No, he's going to play by the 2019 ICC World
He'll
Cup.
He'll be 60.
He's going to be 40.
I know.
Do the maths.
No. Can I be the girl of the conversation?
Please
go for it. Who is Kevin Peterson?
Kevin Peterson is a cricket player. Cricket player from England.
Google it.
Yeah,
cricket.
Google it.
You know that
okay.
thing
yeah.
when they
I
hit
just
the ball
no,
over
I know
the
this,
try line?
I'm familiar with the
and
sport.
Then they,
okay, wait, Robin. Here's what we're going to do. I'm organizing a tennis tournament for comedians at Joey Osteen's house. Are you in? Doubles.
Yes.
Do you
I
need,
can't
you,
play
have
tennis
you got
for shit, but
Fine.
I can
Do you
want to
be my doubles partner?
No,
tennis.
Can I be somebody else's doubles
partner? Good answer.
I'll be selling bananas.
Great.
Is that a my way joke?
Dave, no.
Oh, God.
No.
Why did you have to take
Why?
The Just Now Comedy Podcast, brought to you by Moa Insurance.
No,
Not.
It isn't.
Wait. So, Celeste, we have to ask our guests questions. I'm doing some sit-ups.
He's on the floor for some reason.
It's exercising
his pelvic
muscles.
Taking over.
We are watching you.
Celeste, what is the black text premise about? What's the story about?
The black tax is about our finances. You know, we find ourselves. I started when I was, you know, when I was still with John and them. I was supposed to go home. And
Homes
I,
where?
In Mpangin, my hometown, Royal. Oh. Yes. And I called. I was like, guys, please pay me now.
South Coast.
I need to go home. And they were like, why you always insist that you have to go home? I was like, you can't come empty-handed. So
give it, you,
for
you
us,
home,
black text, even I'm it's not like I've got a.
So hang on, so that's sibling. That's a brilliant show. That should go to Edinburgh Festival because it's culturally enriching.
I'm definitely taking it there. You're the third person to tell me that.
Who were the other two?
Dana Michelle.
Dana Alexander.
Dana Alexander, yes.
Yeah, that's the best.
And Takunda.
You know what? Someone must realize from, and all comedians should take Dana's advice. She's so giving in terms of what all over the world. She'll find a person and she says, "You got to phone my friend Dave. You got to do that. Just connect you." And never, ever really stops giving. Now. There's never, she's never says a bad thing about other comics. How was the show? It was fantastic. Thanks for being involved in my world. That's her jaw.
She's like, I met her at Switzerland. And I'm not one like night. That. She literally,
you met her.
I take how you.
You met her in Switzerland.
Yes.
Celeste.
Yes, I was performing there. You know,
you went to get the gold from the my Jewish friends.
I was actually in Europe, and Takunda was like, "Can you please? I don't know, someone pulled off on the show," and I was like, "Oh, I'm around," and I went there.
Did you enjoy
that? Dana there.
Did you enjoy it?
I enjoyed it. It was a peace summit in.
They need comedy.
Yeah, it was the funniest thing.
Geneva.
Because it was a world peace summit. We had everyone, literally Middle East, people from Middle East, America, Asia, Africa. It was almost like, it was
Robin,
too much.
Robin, you're so calm.
No, I'm listening.
So it was a good thing that different cultures and
These stories are coming as well, because last night Nicholas and I said, "Oh, we're all going to Canada. We're going to the for Laughs." There's 15 South African comics that are almost staying in the same flat, I think. That's going to be crazy. Yeah.
Oh, guys, we are very funny.
Who else? Luisa Madinga.
Luisa Madinga's that side already.
And Mojack's over there, writing stuff for... Adrian's there, they're writing stuff for Trevor. For you to come here.
Robbie, yeah.
We are killing. That's kicking ass.
No, that's they are killing. We are here.
We are homeless.
Robin brings it back to her. Sorry, girl, I've got a billboard. I kill.
Yeah.
Robin, Celeste got a billboard.
Yeah. And three nominations.
Where's your billboard? No, we can actually
just listen, I went last yesterday. I was driving and I saw it. I pulled over. I was like, "Oh my God, that's me."
Where's the billboard? You want
to
go? I want
to
go.
It's next to Westgate Mall in N14. Is it 14th Avenue? So,
yeah, 14th Avenue. Yeah.
Highway.
Is that is that a good spot?
It's a great thing.
Who's doing your marketing and your things?
I'm working with Deborah now. My journey has been like this because I've had people leaving and coming in and whatnot.
An agent is like a relationship. If it's not working, you've got to
get out. This new people that I have now, perfect. Because I'm going to be shooting the one in Silver Star Casino, the show. Basically it's about finances, and it's funny that now in South Africa we've gone through the junk status and whatnot. It's all about us and understanding the money. And I know people will be like, "Black tax, oh, that means it applies for black people only." No, that's why we also ask for a raise, and that's why your domestic worker or a person that helps you in your house will be like, "Can you give me 500 even if it's not the end of the month?" That's what you call
my
black
mom always
tax,
asked why,
if they ask
why do
you,
all your uncles always die just before you have to go back home?
No, because really you can't come empty-handed. You must kill an uncle. So that's
whoa! Wait, hold on. We have to kill an agent now. What's going on?
No, I call them agents. No, but I'm with you now because from a rural area.
I'm killing uncles here. I don't know.
Oh, you meant story wise.
You're a celebrity because you've made it. You've gone out and found a life in a career that wasn't sort of.
Yeah,
it wasn't
definitely.
You can do that.
But the thing is, I'm from the family of eight, and my other siblings have done other stuff.
Have they? University degrees and real jobs.
Like really proper. I was the last
one. But they
one
ain't got no motherfucking
things.
Billboard.
That's what I'm talking about.
So you phone your sister. You phone your sister and you go, "Hey man, so how's your billboard doing? Oh, you haven't got one." I know.
She's like, I'm just curing.
So it's a great show,
man. You know.
Okay, cool. I'm into this now. And where is it going
to
be?
It's
Silver
going
Star.
To be Silver Star Casino on the 5th of August, and then I'm starting in Durban though next week on Saturday in Durban on the 29th of July.
Okay, we'll post that the poster that we put on Twitter for this thing. Yes. Will you retweet your millions of followers?
I will. Well, I haven't got the million yet because I haven't shown any proof.
Well, we can organize that.
Yeah. Okay.
One of our gigs. Poon, is that what they called it?
And then I'll shut down the internet. Next thing, the followers are like, "Wow, wow, 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 where's the other nipple? You showed us the left side."
I always maintain if you see the one nipple, you kind of assume the other one's very similar.
But what if it's not?
No, but I'm not into that.
You
I'm happy.
You don't need to know that.
Yeah. That's why I never want to have that threesome
guys,
with twins.
Guys, one nipple is better than no nipple.
Side boob. Sure. I'm a side boob man.
Do what you are given. Use that.
Eric, you've got that look on your face.
I'm not even a boob person. I'm just all about the ass.
Oh.
Do you have?
Robin, are you sure you don't want to be my doubles partner for tennis?
How do you wear?
That's
how
my
do you
mating call.
A white lady has an ass. Because sometimes you guys fool each other.
I've
got a big ass and you're like...
It's not flat.
Yeah. So. Well, you do have the side bump thing, which
Brandon,
which
stop staring so hard.
I must say, let me tell the world... Really? Like they always say, for a black girl you are pretty, for a white girl you have the
no, this is a damn show.
Pose there. We need that for there. We need Twitter followers. Did you get it?
Wait,
I don't understand what's happening.
Sorry, Eric, you're not involved in this. You got a great ass.
I was gonna say, no, I was just gonna say I love the whole woman. Just
I have ass to listen to.
So basically, Robin, did you just hear what Eric said?
That's what it is.
You're just a liar.
Yeah, no.
Can we give a moment for ba 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 ba. Our white African has
an Robin,
I still need Wonder Brother.
If you're not getting your doubles tennis partner, can I take on whoever you're getting, you two, in the first match?
Who are my options?
I don't understand.
What's going on there? Please.
Are you in tennis?
Some weight. Yeah, my mom used to play tennis, actually, yes.
Bring her.
Yeah, my mom too. I can't.
You're allowed to
bring her. And while she taught me, I was like, I'm not a Serena Williams.
She always wanted you to be.
I'm not Anna Kournikova either, so it's okay.
I love how you guys chose tennis players the same color as you guys.
Of course, representation, guys, it's important.
Kournikova.
You didn't know what to listen. I'm not a tennis player because of fat.
Yes.
I heard
you have
it.
To run that thing. Run that side. When we are fat, you calculate. I went to exercise.
You calculate more than skinny people.
Yeah, you calculate.
I can't get through that turnstile.
I went to the gym the other day. 2 days I was not walking properly. And when I see a guy now, I must try shaking. I can't shake. My thighs are locking. And I look like there's something wrong with my downside situation.
Gout.
But it's
general
the thighs.
Gout.
I kept on going like this.
Was it leg day, Celeste?
Yeah, it was that leg day.
Show me one of the exercises you did, and then going to just take some photos.
No,
the
you
squat.
Know the squat. Oh, Lord. Here
but
we
now,
go.
Eric, you're a gym guy.
I'm a gym guy.
Is she
guy.
Doing it correctly? Please go and...
90 degrees. Yeah. What is that?
The form is perfect.
And you have to kick it out to the side.
That's the intense.
Because that would be a Zulu dance.
Yeah.
So basically, that's leg day. It's a reed dance. Oh, that's Swazi. Are you married to this?
Yeah.
Well, I'm looking. Hey. Difficult, this thing. Yes,
we've got 6 minutes left.
Is that why you went to Switzerland?
Yes, I went. And actually, let me say something about that trip. I was dating this English guy and he broke my heart while I was on my trip.
Yes.
Oh, no. And I lost my phone before Takunda called me for that Switzerland. So I had lost the phone and lost a man. And I prayed as a God, please bring one back.
You got the gig.
And I got the phone back.
Oh, not
thank
the gig.
Thank God. And the gig. Because when I got the phone back... Either. Because I had left it at some shop. When I got it back,
that's
I got
so
the
Swiss.
Message.
That's so Swiss. You get your phone back if you lose it.
No, that's I was in Spain then when I lost the phone.
But even then,
and
it's
I got
nice.
The message about going to Switzerland.
Oi, señorita.
Yes.
Which you'd prefer not to get the man back? You got the phone back.
Oh, I got the phone back. It's better because I didn't have the
she
big
doesn't
underwear.
She have a man, but
cry.
She got a billboard.
When you stress, you need a huge underwear and a bowl of ice cream. Sit by the couch and cry. Now, if they break your heart in the middle of a holiday, you don't pack those huge underwears.
Or ice cream.
You pack the nicer ones.
Yeah. You can buy ice cream.
The small ones that run with everything. Like
the big underwear.
Wow. Yeah, you must have the parachute underwear.
But listen, with a billboard, you should be getting some guys in the traffic that are going, I want some of that.
Yeah, but please, they must come up now. It's tiring.
Hashtag.
Yes. You know, I have like maybe four... Globes that are not working in my house because
yes, you don't need that.
No, I can't. Yeah, you need a man.
But can he wear the overall with that like leather pouch thing with the screwdrivers and the hammers?
Anything as long as there's no diabetes, it's okay.
You know what's nice to have standards.
I love that.
That's on your Tinder profile. I don't care who you are, just no diabetes. Hashtag.
Yeah. I'm tired of the sugar thing.
And I hope you don't mind sitting on the couch with me in my big underwears.
Yeah. Because as long as there's no
granny panties.
Existing conditions may apply.
Yeah. Robin,
no,
that's him. He's funny. Why did you leave me in Switzerland? I've been waiting.
Yeah.
I don't understand why people I'm on air or is it air or online? Which
one? No, we're both. We're live and online.
Okay.
For about the next 4 minutes.
I don't know.
But now,
whether it's air, so this case,
is it easy to have a relationship as a comedian person? No, it's fine.
Sorry, guys, I'm switching off the phone.
Robin will ask you.
Because I have a lot of people.
Where are these men slamming, banging on the door?
I mean, I'm also proudly single. Look at me go.
Oh, yeah! How old are you? Do you want to say? Oh, gosh.
Do you want a billboard, Robin?
You are still single and nice to mess around, okay?
I was just going to say, yeah, go and whore.
Robin, get out there, man.
Go and hoe yourself.
No,
go out and hoe yourself. Go to Benoni, smack your face with a mic, stand.
Yeah.
No, Robin, go and play, man. Don't be sitting down.
What's worse, though, Benoni or Four Ways? I just want to know.
Four Ways.
Yeah, Four Ways.
No, Benoni's family oriented.
Yes. No, it depends on what you ask.
Four Ways. No, family, I mean, we all mixed. Benoni, we all related.
The most insufferable guys?
The most insufferable guys.
Yeah.
Listen, babe.
Four Ways.
These days, just go.
This is the closing thought. I like this.
This, you are 23.
Right.
It will change. Now you want everything from a man, which is difficult. You want a car, you want six pack, you want this. It's never a one guy. You might find a six pack, but he's dumb. You might not find a six pack, but he's got man. You see, when you are older like me, that age, you want things that are basic.
Does no
have,
diabetes.
Does have legs. Does have diabetes.
Does have diabetes. What do you want in a man? So find five men: one with a six pack, one with a car, one with money, one with good looks, one with personality.
Hey, and bathrooms are important.
Apparently, albinism is important. Make sure he has a penis. He could be transgender.
I thought you said make sure albinism is important.
I said have a penis.
Penis. P-E-N-I-S.
And on that note, we're actually going to end the show.
No. You can't. No, you can't.
Remember, this has you been can't. The Just Now Comedy you Podcast. Can't. Make sure you have a penis.
Yeah.
No diabetes.
Yeah. Yes.
And a billboard will get you laid.
The yes. best the best part about we'll having a penis is sharing it with somebody who doesn't.
When is the Comedy Choice Awards? Can we go and
Comedy Choice Awards is on
9th
the...
9th of August.
No, 9th of September.
9th of September.
But voting's done. Whoever's won has won already,
hey? The voting...
The audience choice voting closes now in August. Yeah,
so now what ones have you voted for? We can vote for Comic of the Year.
Comic of the Year, yes. Flying Solo.
Flying Solo.
Because I do my own show, my own thing. Yeah. And the non-English, which is more like a Vanek thing.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's a Vanek thing.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't know why they have to put English there.
It was pressure. Yeah,
it's just Vanek.
Vanek.
Keep, take out the English.
Maybe because Afrikaans
put
people
a Vanek.
Also apply.
Yeah, but,
yeah, but
Afrikaans is Vanek.
Vanek.
Is that Vanek?
It's yeah. been Vanek.
You see, everything, if it's not English, it does not have its own name.
Yeah.
Colonial, non-colonial comedy.
Exactly.
I mean Afrikaans.
Thank you, Dave. Yeah,
Robin, like, will you say goodbye to the people?
Goodbye, people.
Eric.
No, I'm last, man.
Oh, fuck.
You
okay.
know this by now.
Celeste.
Guys, see you at my show. Bye.
Brandon, any news?
No, I got no news.
Okay, thank you.
No news.
Yeah, we'll see you just now. Love you. Bye.
This is CliffCentral.com.